This is not Michael Collins Piper. This is Mark Glenn filling in for the one and only Michael Collins Piper, who, as I said, the last two nights is off on a much-needed and well-deserved vacation. It's possible that he'll be back with us tomorrow night, but it's possible that he won't be, in which case, unfortunately for you, you will be stuck with me again. It is Thursday, the 9th. Yes, it is the 9th, as I said last night. Folks, I've got 8 kids, and oftentimes, yes, having that many kids running around leads to short-term memory problems. So, anyway, we're going to continue the conversation that we began last night with our good friend Hisham Talawi on this issue of Islam and religion and what is really going on in the Middle East and other places throughout the world with regards to this thing that we call the war between civilizations. This is, you know, they said that World War III, a lot of these neocon Jewish warmongers called World War III the Cold War, and now they call World War IV this clash of civilizations between what used to be the Christian West versus the Muslim world. This is something that I have made kind of a pet project of my own, because I guess I understand that there are some pretty big implications associated with this, ladies and gentlemen. You're talking about 1.5 billion people around the world who follow the Islamic religion, and make no mistake about it, these warmongers who are responsible for causing all of this trouble, they have every one of those 1.5 billion Muslims in their sights. And so we are going to be covering this tonight again with our good friend Hisham Talawi. I understand he's not going to be on until about after the 5-minute break. Let me see. No, I don't see him on there yet. A lot going on out in the world, ladies and gentlemen. I was looking through some of the news today. My apologies to those of you out there who have been waiting for me to update the Crescent Across website. I apologize that I'm late doing that. I was hauling my family around town today, taking care of some errands that we needed to run. One thing in particular that is very troublesome these days is this situation between what we call the West and Russia. We are entering into a new phase of animosity between ourselves and the Russians now. And coincidentally, or not coincidentally, it's the same people responsible for getting us involved in this war in the Middle East. Today, it turns out that some Russian fighter jets buzzed a U.S. military installation on the island of Guam. U.S. Fighter jets were launched to find out what was going on. But, you know, things like this haven't taken place in a long time, folks. Something like this taking place in addition to, if you are a Russian watcher, as I am, a lot of these things taking place these days indicate that we could be in for a lot more than simply fighting some ragtag group of militants, Islamic militants, if you want to use that term. It may be a lot more serious than that, because these Jewish supremacist warmongers, they've got big plans, and unfortunately for us, it's not limited simply to just fighting the Muslim. Hear that music, which means that we are going to our break. When we come back, hopefully Hisham will be with us, and we will be able to resume the conversation that we began last night. This is Mark Glenn filling in for Michael Collins Piper.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mark Glenn filling in for the one and only Michael Collins Piper. It is Thursday, so I assume that the good folks at American Free Press today were busy putting together the paper. And if all works out the way that it should, I have an article appearing this week in the paper about some of the atrocities that have taken place recently in Palestine. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's a funny thing. When we listen to a lot of these Christian Zionist preachers, it seems that they have got all of the prophecies all figured out with regards to the end times and all the rest of this. But, you know, one of the prophecies that it seems that they kind of skipped over when trying to make all of this fit into a nice, neat little picture to justify the creation of this state known as Israel, is that they forgot about the warnings that Jesus left when he was talking about the end times. One of the warnings that he left us was, when you see the abomination of desolation sitting in the holy place, run for the hills. Now, the way that I interpret that, when you see the abomination of desolation sitting in the holy place, I believe that Jesus was talking about the Holy Land, ladies and gentlemen. And certainly if anything can be called an abomination these days, it is the state of Israel. Not just because of the fact that these people have dared to basically undo history, the history of the last 2,000 years, and to undo what I believe was the judgment of God, because clearly Jesus predicted that Jerusalem would be destroyed. He said, not one stone being left on the other. And so clearly, if we believe that Jesus spoke with the power of God behind him, then certainly it was by the power of God that Israel was destroyed and the Jews were scattered. And so to take it upon ourselves to try to recreate this thing that God saw fit to destroy, meaning this headquarters of this gang of Jewish supremacists, for us to see fit to undo that judgment, I believe that this is the reason why we in the Christian West find ourselves dealing with the kinds of problems that we're dealing with today. God saw fit to destroy that nation and really to keep it from coming back these last 2,000 years. And so when we look at, and particularly when we look at the destruction of Christian civilization that has taken place, particularly in the last century, and lo and behold, it's always the same group of characters, whether we're talking about this destruction in political terms, cultural terms, religious terms, intellectual terms, it's always the same group of characters who have nursed this unyielding hatred for Christianity for the last 2,000 years, who always seem to be popping up. Of course, that's on the theological level. On the practical level, anybody who has been to Israel or anybody who follows the news about what is going on there today knows that it basically has been turned into a giant cesspool of immorality. The sex slave business, child pornography, drugs, money laundering, racketeering. Israel really has become one of the biggest headquarters for organized crime around the world. And yet these Christian Zionist preachers who tell the rest of us that we need to throw all of our support behind this thing, they seem to forget about this as they're taking their people on these tours through the Holy Land. You know, this was the land that was made holy by the life and death of this man named Jesus of Nazareth. And yet now, this is a place where in Tel Aviv alone, I think that there are something like 300 brothels and as many as 4,000 or 5,000 sex slaves who have been imported from the former Soviet Union. So this is just something to think about. Now, as I promised, I see that we have our good friend Hisham Talawi with us. Are you there, Hisham?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for coming back. I'd like to continue the conversation
that we were having last night. Before we go there, I kind of like the what the Christian Zionists believe in. You know, what? Why you have a problem with that? It's very simple. You know, it's kind of, you know, appealing too. All of us are going to heaven. We're going to rapture, and the Jews are going to be dead. So
that's right.
So what's wrong with that theology? You know, it's amazing, Mark, that the closeness between the Christian Zionists and the Zionists or the Jews, because, you know, the Christian Zionist theology, they believe that it's going to be a Armageddon in the Middle East, and about 144,000 Jews will be converted to Christians, and the rest of them are going to die. And of course, you know, the 144,000 will be coming with the Christians. They will rapture and be sitting on the right-hand side of God, looking at all of us down here going through hell, actually, on earth, and turmoil and famine, et cetera, and they're going to be just sitting there looking pretty, looking down at us. So what's wrong with that, Mark? Don't you want to be on the right-hand side of God looking down at people going through turmoil here?
Yeah, it is an amazing thing. You know, this whole madness, you know, St. Paul predicted that there would come this madness that would fall upon people to the point where then even Jesus himself said that even the elect would be deceived. And so when you look at this madness that has gripped them and see the way that they are able to take these completely insane ideas and somehow make something out of it, you really have to hand it to the PR people who put this thing together. Because they really have, in effect, made a silk purse out of a sow's ear. And now, Hashem, as I was saying before, I'd like to continue this conversation tonight about the religion of Islam, because I, as a Christian, I believe, obviously, it plays an extremely important part in our world today. I mean, after all, it is the fastest-growing religion in the world. There are over a billion people in the world who embrace the Islamic faith. And, you know, one of the things that I tell people...
Over how much?
Over a billion.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. One of the things that I tell
thought you
people...
Said a, I thought you said a trillion. It's like, no?
No, really. One of the things that I tell people, Hashem, when we get into these political discussions, is that I tell them that this is a war on Islam. Now, how do you feel about that? How do you come down on my assessment that this war on terror really is at least in part a war on Islam?
You know, I mean, you're right, but let me disagree with you that it's not really a war on Islam per se, but it is a war on Islam to use it to control the rest of the world. So Islam is not the target, but it's the means to get to globalization and to the one world order, and that's what they want to do. You know, Islam, we did not have a problem in the world for 1,400 years. If you take the Crusaders period out of it, you know, Muslims and Christians have lived together, and this world had lived, you know, to tell me when was Islam ever a threat to the world as far as, like, you know, worldwide? Never. And so I think Islam was in the right place at the right time to be used to actually control the Christian world, not the mm-hmm. Muslim world. And to tell you the truth, they will never be able to control the Muslims as they have been able to control the Christian mind, because, well, I shouldn't really say that, because, you know, I think now they're trying their darnest hard to actually control the Muslim mind, especially the younger Muslim okay. minds through the these you know, through Hollywood, through all these movies they come out with, which is popular in the Middle East and in some Muslim countries. And so they are being not as successful as they are in the West and through the Christian mind. And but they are trying their darnest to basically control that. So I agree with you. It is a war on Islam, but you have to look at it in the bigger picture. Islam is not the target. Islam is the means to do something. Just like 9/11 was basically an excuse. It was the means to get them to get the country lined up behind them to go and attack Iraq. And now, because it was not when we went to attack Iraq, Islam and Muslim terrorism and all this stuff, it was not really huge in the beginning. It became, after a year or two, after it became the strategy of the neocons, that we need to let the American people understand that the Islamic threat is huge, and that's the only way that the Americans, the American public is going to go for this, is if we tell them there's this big, huge monster out there called Islam and Muslims who mean them harm. And unfortunately, with the likes of Rupert Murdoch and others, they were extremely successful, that people right now in America don't even differentiate between what news and what is fiction. You know, they watch a movie about Muslims, and they think that's what's going on. I'll shut up for right now. I hear the music.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that music means we're going to a break, and we will be back in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Hey, Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Gentlemen, this is Mark Glenn filling in for Michael Collins Piper. It is, 6:20-something or other. We have about 5 minutes until the next break. And, again, we have our good friend, special guest, Hisham Talawi of Current Issues TV. By the way, how did the show go tonight, Hisham?
It went very well. I was very impressed with Joaquin Martello, actually. He's a very knowledgeable guy, extremely bright.
By the way, folks, if you're interested in watching Hisham's television show, he has them archived, I believe, on Google. If you go to www.currentissues.tv, you can see many, many interesting shows that Hisham has produced over the last couple of years, and I guarantee you'll learn a lot. Now, Hisham, we were busy talking about this war on Islam, and you were saying that it's not necessarily a war on Islam per se. But before we get back to that, I want to read for you a quote for you and the listeners. This is a quote, a section of an article that had been written by a Jewish-American writer named Joel Klein. And he was writing for an issue of the L.A. Times, and he says in this article, quote, "The fact that young Hollywood Jews feel comfortable creating Jewy characters is not surprising. That's what happens when you Gentiles forget to keep scaring us. You let us join your country clubs, You give us your women and encouraged our most annoyingly self-righteous member to run for president. So now that we've assimilated to the point where we're completely the same as white people, we're trying to recreate a community by shoving our culture down your throat. Now, what do you think about that, Hashem?
Well, that's reality.
Okay.
That's all I can say is it is reality. It is they have assimilated into the white culture and society. Don't differentiate between Joseph Lieberman and Ted Kennedy.
Okay. Well, so my point in asking, my point in reading this and in asking you this question is this. You see, this, you know, we hear all the time that this is a war for oil and this is a war for profits and this is a war to expand Israel's borders and to make Israel the lone superpower in the Middle East. And I believe that all of those things play a factor in it. But I also believe that there is a cultural element to this as well. And I believe that the powers that be have decided that they are not going to be able to shove that culture down the throats of the Muslim world the way that they have within the Western world. They have, as you said, they have been trying, but they realize that Islam is much too strong of a force. It doesn't allow the kinds of abominations in its culture and
Mark,
its society.
Mark, Christianity used to be at one time. This is the point that I'm making. Christianity, this is not new, where they have tried to destroy culture and destroy Christian values.
Mm-hmm.
They have done that. But at one time, Christian values and Christian culture resisted for many, many years. And Islam is resisting now. Once they get through with Islam, that does not mean that is the end. It just means that one power that was left in front of them, so they have to go and destroy Christianity and Christian values before they come and destroy Muslim values. You know, today, Mark, we were talking about, I asked you and I said, what does adultery mean in the Bible and in Christian theology? And you explained it to me. And I said, because I was reading something on the Internet, you know, they were talking about Britney Spears, which a lot of people are interested in what's going on in Britney Spears' life than what's going on in the country. And I asked, and I said, you know, somebody mentioned that, you know, stay out of, you know, Britney Spears, you know, she's not committing adultery. And I'm thinking there, wait a minute. So because they said that she's divorced, so she's not really doing anything wrong. And I'm trying to think here, well, wait a minute, is this a Christian value that it doesn't matter if you're married or not, that only it matters if you're married, but if you're not married, then go to whatever the heck you want? And, you know, you commented on it that this is what it has become.
Well, and this is the point that I'm trying to make, Hashem, and unfortunately a good portion of what we call the anti-war movement today, unfortunately, they fail to grasp this. This is something, it's a very maddening thing to try to explain to people. It's not just these profits for oil. It's not just safeguarding Israel. We're talking about, you know, we have a group of people here who do not believe in peaceful coexistence. You know, that is a term that they use when they want to disarm the rest of us. You know, and a lot of people will roll their eyes when I say this, but the fact of the matter is that this battle that began 2,000 years ago in the Holy Land, where it is raging today, it has not ceased. You have a group of people who adhere to a particular ideology, and they don't want to negotiate terms with anyone else. They really do want to rule the world. I mean, this is, as much as it may sound like something out of a science fiction novel, I think one of the lessons that we should have learned in the last 100 years is that there really are madmen who want to rule the world. I hear that music. That means we're going to have to go to a break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
You're listening to the Piper Report. I'm filling in for Mike. This is Mark Glenn, and we are talking with Hashem Talawi. Now, just to let the callers know, I see that you're up there and that you're waiting. We'll begin pulling you up in a little bit, so don't run away just yet. Hashem, what we were talking about before the break was, and this is one of the points that I try to make to people who choose to maintain just a political or a secular understanding of this war that's going on, this clash of civilizations, as they call it. And I tell them that it goes much deeper than that. If you want to understand much of the animus or much of the reason for this war in the Middle East, you need to look at what has taken place in the United States and in Europe. As I was saying last night when I was talking to somebody, you know, when I was in Europe, and it was about 10 years ago, I couldn't believe what a moral cesspool it had turned into. Of course, the United States now is just as bad. You know, if you have small children, there's nowhere you can go without having to worry about your children seeing or hearing something that is dangerous to their innocence. And so we cannot factor out this situation in formulating an understanding of what's taking place today, because as of yet, The Middle East has successfully been able to resist a lot of this, and I think that in large part it explains why these madmen are so intent upon destroying this culture. Now, would you agree with me on that?
Sure, sure.
Okay. Now, you were just over there about a month ago. How is the cultural war taking place? How is it going on? I mean, can you see the more corrupt aspects of American media creeping their way into the Middle East? Do you see this happening?
Well, satellite channels are all over the place over there, and, you know, hundreds of them. And as a matter of fact, it is probably controlled better over here in the United States than it is in that part of the world. But what is happening in that part of the world that the people themselves are controlling it. You know, you control what goes into your house, inside your house.
Uh-huh.
And the people are doing an excellent job in keeping that filth out of their homes. Even though it is accessible, it is available a lot more than what it is over here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, over there, the area is being bombarded by hundreds of channels of nothing but what we see on, like, MTV, et cetera, and even worse than what you see on MTV or even the Playboy channel.
Uh-huh.
That's how horrible the situation is there. But what is protecting them is their religion and their values.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But you have to understand, those those values can resist so long because, you know, you have younger generations who are not as resistible to these uh-huh. attacks as their older generations. And you can see history over here and exactly what happened in the States, you know, of what was taking place, like, let's say, in the 20s and the 50s and then the 60s and the 70s, all the way to what is going on now, that you are this freedom and liberty that we have means freedom to do anything you want, regardless of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And
would you agree with me, Hashem, that this is one of the reasons why we see this resurgence of these ultra-conservative or, you know, like the, you know, we hear all about the Taliban and how, you know, they will not allow any kind of Western music or Western movies or whatever in their country. You know, this is one of the things that I tell people. I tell them, if you want to understand why you have what are these reactionary people over in the Middle East, you know, that seem like they've gone way overboard, it is because they see our country, they see our culture, they see what has happened to it, and they will not allow themselves to be destroyed by it. Would you agree with me on that?
I agree with you, except the last thing you said, that they will not allow themselves to be destroyed. I think at one time our churches have very much went through this over here in the United States. And they thought that they really had strong faith that their parishes and their people will not be susceptible to those attacks. But unfortunately, they are. And what I'm telling you is, let's not just take it for granted that the Muslim world is going to resist this attack. What I'm seeing is that the Muslim world is not resisting this attack. That they are resisting, don't get me wrong, but the other side is attacking fiercely.
I see. Okay. All right, Hashem, we're going to go to a couple of calls because they are really starting to pile up here. Let's go to Chris in California. Chris.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I heard you open with the abomination that makes desolate and referred that to the Zionist movement, or in part you did?
Yes, I did.
The case? Yeah, you know how I view the abomination that makes desolate? I see it in about 90% of our churches worldwide when a hireling preacher gets up and spews apostate gospels, like
mm-hmm.
a free will gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Or just a phony, false gospel.
Mm-hmm.
That the abomination that's he's making that sanctuary desolate, which was once a place where God would dwell. well. Mm-hmm. And today's churches are an abomination for the most part.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you on that. I certainly think that the Christian church is...
I'm sorry, the Christian church is what? Hello?
Yeah, I think we lost Michael, so I'll take over, Manny. Am I coming out okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You know, I agree with what you're saying, that unfortunately the churches, this is exactly what we're talking about, that they have really attacked Christianity to a point that you really don't know what Christianity is anymore these days. You sit with me, Chris?
Well, yeah, I agree with you. Go ahead. I'd like to add some to that.
Yeah, go ahead. That's basically the comment that I wanted to make.
Well, Jesus is talking about Mark 13, verse 14, and in that gospel, and also in Matthew 24, right around verse 15, he's talking about what Daniel predicted. Well, the Lord gave him that, you know, and what it is it's just the way it is, the way it was meant to be today. Now, the Lord is going to, you know, there's a scripture that says, and they will all be taught of God. Who's he talking about there? He's talking about the believers, the elect, okay, whoever they are, scattered all over the world. Now, I agree the Zionist movement is nothing but a joke. Today we've got the Crouches and the Hagees proliferating this total nonsense, which is an abomination. And more churches are, more people are just flocking to these churches, and these churches are prospering, but there's no gospel there. They're basically teaching a free will gospel as opposed to God's sovereign will. And man will always want to hold on very tightly to what he thinks is his free will to either accept or reject the Lord Jesus Christ, which is an abomination in itself.
I agree with you. I think we have a serious problem in our churches. And, you know, I think because, you know, the reason is, this is why, because churches are beginning to cater. Churches need people at church. And this is the kind of people we have in this world, and that's the kind of churches we're going to have. It is not anymore where churches are influencing people, it is the people who are influencing churches.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be, churches are supposed to raise a good Christian values within these people. But instead, because churches don't just want to close their doors and say, well, you know what, we don't have the right people here to preach to because people don't believe in the things they used to believe in before. So instead of churches changing people, it's people changing the church.
For the worse, I
agree with
you.
Well, of course, for the worse. So it's becoming, you know, we are preaching for people, for what people want to hear, and we're giving people, you know, I'm not a Christian, but...
You can even see this,
well,
and you're
course,
not a Christian.
Definitely. You know what?
I'm
know,
a Christian,
when
I can't
when
find
a guy, church. When a guy... starts giving people $5 just to come and hear his sermon, you know, to me there's a problem. When a church decides that, you know what, you know, I don't want this to become political, but when somebody says that it's okay for gay couples to get married, it's okay for two men to get married, it's like, wait a minute. Where does it say in the Bible that it's okay for this to happen? But now you have gay priests, you have churches who are conducting this type of ceremonies.
Exactly. I see your point. You have women pastors. You have them all just doing their own thing in spite. You know more about the gospel of Jesus Christ than most churchgoers. And you're not even a Christian.
Do we have Mark back?
I'm back, to the dismay of many.
Hi, Mark. I'm a Christian, and it's very hard. I have to go 100 miles to find a God-fearing, you know, gospel-preaching, non-free will church.
Okay, well, you know what?
Non-free will.
We're gonna have to move on to the other callers,
okay,
but the one thing that I want to say To those out there in your shoes, Chris, and there are many of us who are in your shoes, it wasn't the Muslims who did it to our churches.
Oh, not at all. America's is one of the biggest terrorist countries in the world, and I have to say Israel is right there with America.
Yes. Thanks for your call, Chris.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we have Bob in Texas. Bob, come on up.
Hello?
You're on.
Hi.
Bob?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I was called about... I think you need to call the Christian Zionists by what they really are. Mm-hmm. They are extremists. George Bush is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, by every definition of the term, extremists. We have our own extremists. And it is because of our extremism that there is all this other extremism. They believe that anybody who promotes peace between Israel and the Arabs is the Antichrist.
Uh-huh.
That is what the evangelical, Christian evangelicals who belong to the Hagee Church, that is what they believe.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Among a whole multitude of other things that I really am not that familiar with. But the fact
Well, I would agree with you, Bob, but the one caveat that I would add to this is this extremism that you're talking about, you are right, it is extremism, but it's not extremism necessarily that they have come up with on their own. I believe that the Zionists have sat down and they thoroughly read the Bible back and front every which way that they could, so that they could come up with a new form of theology in order to dupe these people into supporting Israel. It would surprise most people to know that this whole idea of the rapture and the return of Israel and all the rest of this stuff, this is a relatively new idea that really has only sprung up in about the last 100 or 150 years, you see, which is one of the reasons why Israel has not existed these last 2,000 years. The Christian world would have been as amenable to the idea of the Jews returning to Palestine and recreating this thing. They would have been as amenable to that as they would have been to any other self-destructive tendency that would have wound up leading to their own demise. And so this extremism that you're talking about, you know, you have to understand that this is something that these people, they're too stupid to come up with it on their own. The Hagees and the Falwells and all the rest of these guys. This is something that is purely out of the Zionist playbook. Unfortunately, these people don't realize that they are the ones following the very same Antichrist that they're waiting to arrive.
Well, yes, but the point, just remember to use the word extremism, because I'm labeling it extremism. That's what it deserves to be labeled. But because our media, here's where the Zionists come into play. They, because of what they control, what is true extremism is never labeled extremism because they control the media in which it's discussed.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the fact of the matter is, it is true extremism.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would agree with you. I read the news every day, what goes on in that region. I read about the children being shot and killed and the other families being starved to death. And if that is not extremism, to do this to these innocent civilians, then I don't know what it is.
Just remember this. George Bush is one of the Hagee followers. George Bush is a Christian Zionist extremist,
mm-hmm.
and he is our president. And all you got to do, you just have to realize that's what it is. And
well, thanks, Bob. I think you have given us a new tool that we can use in trying to spread the truth to other people, and I thank you for your call.
Okay.
Okay, we have... we have Jim in Texas. Jim, come on up.
Hello, Mark and Hisham.
How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing pretty good. Actually, you fellows have buoyed my spirits tonight to a certain extent, because when you stated that in the end times, according to our Zionist friends and their advocates, that there will be 144,000 righteous Jews that will side with the Christians...
They will convert. They will not be Jews anymore. They will convert to Christianity.
But that's never going to happen. No way in the world are you going to find 144,000 Jews out of the 16 million Jews in the entire world, somewhere in the vicinity of 16 million, for you to find 144,000 of them that will convert to Christianity. It ain't going to happen. Hello. So we have hope. You know, you might find 10 or 12 and maybe 25, but you're not going to find 144,000. These people have been at this for 2,000 years, destroying the family, which they're trying to do to the Muslims. The Muslims are a very family-oriented religion.
That's true.
Everything is family, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Christianity used to be everything was family until the Jews wormed their way in and destroyed the family. Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
Jim, why don't you hold on? Hold on through the break, okay, Jim? And Rita, don't run away. We're going to bring you up, okay? This is Mark Glenn filling in for Michael Collins Piper, and we will be back in a few minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention. This is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. However, the insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mark Glenn filling in for the one and only Michael Collins Piper, who may be back tomorrow night. And in the event that he is, I would like to extend my appreciation, my thanks to Mike, not necessarily for letting me fill in, but the fact that he had enough confidence in me and my ability to be able to do it. Now, Jim, you were right in the middle of one of your famous breaks.
Yeah, I would like to say that the chances of 144,000 Jews converting to Christianity is about the same as Abraham Foxman sharing a cell with Ernst Zundel for being a Holocaust revisionist. And I'll bow to Rita, who's waiting to get online, and that's my last statement.
All right, Jim. Thanks for calling. Rita, come on up, honey.
Hello. How are you doing?
Fine. Now that you're on, I'm doing a lot better. How's that?
Well, I don't know. Dr. Talawi, I'd like to address you with regards to a statement that you made about how the Christians and the Islamic people, the Muslim world, had gotten along historically before. And based on the history that I've read, Dr. Talawi, that is not true. And although I believe that the Muslims and the Christians have a common enemy called called Jews, I'm a Christian myself, and I find that the term Christian is used very, very loosely. I used to be an atheist, and I was looking for God, and believe in Jesus Christ. And the reality is that if one goes to Scripture, Jesus Christ established a church, and the oldest church of Christendom is a Catholic church. The Protestant religions call themselves Christians, but one of the main things that I see that is pervasive in many of the Protestant churches is they do not believe in, they believe in divorce and remarriage, when Jesus spoke against that. The Muslims, as I understand it, and this is a religion as a woman that does not find me very, very attracted to it, is that they believe in, they have a practice of having multiple wives. You know, the other thing, too, as far
now,
as...
Rita, we have about probably a couple of minutes left in the program, so which one you want me to tackle?
Well...
The women and the multiple wives, or...
Well, I don't see... And Mr. Talawi, we live in a country wherein there is religious diversity. And
okay.
and the thing about it is that... As far as the Islamic world is concerned and the Christian world is concerned, mm-hmm. I really do not see a common ground. I see that there is a division because either you have a religion that is true or I have a religion that is true.
Okay.
Both of us don't even have a true religion.
Okay.
But I do believe that Christianity is a true religion.
Okay. Now, you did ask a question. I think we have like a minute left. Now, as far as Muslims and Christians, Muslims have lived with Christians for 1,400 years, and I cannot remember or read in history where Muslims and Christians who were living together in the same area that ever had a war between them. Now, you might be talking about the Crusaders, you might be talking about what went on in some other countries, but it was always an outside force. Let me tell you, Christians have fought alongside Muslims during the Crusaders, and that is a true fact.
Okay, guys, we're going to have to cut this conversation short. In the event that Mike does not come back tomorrow night, I will be back, and I will try to drag my friend Hisham back to the microphone as I did tonight. Short of that, thanks for listening, everybody, and we will see you sometime somewhere. Good night.
It's true.